We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and this service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We're thankful you're with us, trust that you'll stay with us, and the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. The Apostle Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So we're opening our service today with the selection, I've Been Changed.
Though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that Jesus Christ came into this world and gave himself upon that old cruel cross and rose again the third day so that we could be changed, so that we could be taken off of that broad road and put on the straight and narrow way. To thee we give thanks and we give praise. We thank you for our precious congregation today. And we're trusting that as our service goes forth, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every listener. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Continuing now with the selection, The Lord Raised Me. Paul said that we were dead in trespasses and sin, but he hath quickened us. In other words, he has resurrected us. So whenever you receive Christ, you are resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. Thank God.
Comfort to our soul and make me
Our subject for today's broadcast, The Cost of Sin. And I want to start by using King David, one of the greatest kings, if not the greatest king, that Israel had. David was a brave man and a good soldier, but he also was a man who did sin and wrong in the sight of God, and he had to suffer much for it. After David had committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband killed, the Lord sent the prophet Nathan with a message to David, and Nathan gave him a parable of two people, a rich man and a poor man. And the rich man had an abundance of sheep and other animals, and the poor man had only one little ewe lamb, which was almost like a child to him. And the rich man had a visitor, and instead of taking one of his sheep to prepare food for his guest, he took the poor man's little ewe lamb and fixed it for his guest. And when David heard that, he was very angry, and he said to Nathan, "That man shall die." But Nathan answered David by saying, "Thou art the man." And after the Lord reminded David of all the good things that he had given him, the Lord said, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife." And I want to read now from the book of 2 Samuel, beginning with verse 10. "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives and in the sight of this son. For thou did this secretly, but I shall do this openly, and all Israel shall know before the sun what thou hast done." And David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said unto David, "The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die." But that did not mean that David didn't have to suffer for the sinful things that he had done. And Nathan went on to tell David that that child, Bathsheba had conceived, Nathan told him, that child shall die. And it did die, as the word of God or the prophet of God said. Now, David had a number of sons and daughters, and he had one beautiful daughter, and he had a half-brother, and this half-brother raped her. And David heard about it, and he was very grieved over what had happened. And 2 years later, Absalom, the girl's brother, full brother, her brother, Amnon, killed. And later Absalom plotted to overthrow his father and to take over the kingship. And so many sided with Absalom that David and others fled out of Jerusalem. And David said unto all of his servants that were with him, that Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, for we shall not escape from Absalom. So we read in 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 14. And when the forces, both of those that were following Absalom and those that were with David, they began a warfare among them, and David instructed the people to be easy on Absalom, but whenever they were in the forest fighting, and Absalom went under a tree, and his hair caught in the limb of the tree, and his mule went out out from under him, then he hung there with the hair of his head, and Absalom was slain by the Joab. Joab was told about Absalom and where he was, and so Joab didn't regard what David had said. He killed Absalom. Now Seba, a Benjaminite, organized a rebellion against David, and Joab and his troops pursued him, and he fled into a city to keep Joab from attacking the city. So Joab told him if they would give him the one that had plotted against David, if they would give him in his head, that he would spare the city. So they cut Seba's head off and tossed it down to Joab, and he went away. So finally David angered the Lord when he said, "Go number Israel and Judah." This is 2 Samuel 24:1. And as a result, God sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men died because of David's disobedience. And there are other things that we might mention about David's sinful ways, but David repented bitterly for his sins. And if you'll read in Psalm 51, you'll see how David so bitterly repented of his sins, and God was merciful to forgive David. But that did not change what God had told him, the things that he would suffer through the prophet Nathan. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me. So David suffered greatly because of his sin. And listen, beloved, everybody that commits sin is going to suffer in one fashion or another. Sin is costly. Paul said in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Adam and Eve sinned, and as a result, they died spiritually. Their fellowship with God was broken, and they lost that holy nature that God had formed them with. They lost their righteous nature and became sinful, and their nature became sinful. And they were driven out of that beautiful garden that God had given them. And not only that, but the earth was cursed. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And it wasn't long after they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and they had their son, for the first two sons, they received the sad news that their son Cain had risen up against his brother Abel and had murdered him. And sin began to multiply throughout the earth. And we come on down then to the times of Noah. The world became so sinful and so wicked, and God was determined that he would destroy the earth and the inhabitants thereof. But he saw a man that was a righteous man. That man's name was Noah. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. But he saw this righteous man, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord said to him, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without pitch. And the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. So we read in Genesis 7 and 1, the rain was upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, and every living substance was destroyed. So sin is very costly. Then we come on down to the times of Abraham and Sodom and Gomorrah. God saw that Sodom was so wicked, and he was determined to do something about it. Three men walked by Abraham's tent, and one of them was called the Lord. Abraham called him Lord. And Abraham had them to stop for a meal, and whenever they started, they were on their way down to Sodom. And one of them, the one that Abraham called Lord, told him what he was going to do. And Abraham pled with him to spare, and Abraham asked him if 50 righteous people were found, and he came on down to 10. And God could not find 10 righteous people in Sodom. And so Abraham left off his asking. Then the Lord rained fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah after the angels had led Lot and his family out. And on the way out, Mrs. Lot looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. And God rained fire and brimstone, not only on Sodom and Gomorrah, but on some areas around near them. And Lot lost everything that he had. Remember, Lot had a lot of cattle like Abraham. In fact, they separated because their herdsmen couldn't agree with one another. And Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom, and it wasn't too long until Lot was in Sodom. And so whenever Lot fled out of Sodom, he lost everything. He had no cattle, he had no riches of any kind, and his wife turned into a pillar of salt, I say. So he and his two virgin daughters fled out of Sodom, and that's all they had. So Lot lost all of his riches. And again, I say, sin is costly. We come on down to the time when the children of Israel had crossed the Jordan River into the Canaan land, and they began to possess the land, Jericho, first of all. And Joshua sent troops up to Ai, and they came back with a report that it's just a small place. You don't need to do anything serious about it. And Joshua sent only a few thousand troops up there, and a number of them were slain. And God told Joshua, I'm not going to be with you unless you get that sin out of the camp. And that man had sinned was named Achan. And Achan was taken, his wife, his family, his animals, and all were stoned to death. The Lord said unto Joshua, get up, whereof thou liest upon the face of the earth, and you get this sin out of the camp. And so he did according to God. But Achan suffered greatly because of his sin. Now, Israel wanted a king, and Samuel tried to persuade them not to, but they wouldn't listen. And God said, well, go ahead and anoint them a king. And the man was Saul. But Saul was a humble man at first, and God was with him. But he began to get proud, and he disobeyed God and refused to carry out God's commands. And the end of the story of Saul is he fell on his own sword and committed suicide. So sin was very costly for Saul. Then we read in the New Testament that Jesus had chosen 12 men to be apostles, and Judas Iscariot was one of them. And for some reason or other, Judas lost his favor with God. He disobeyed, he became covetous, and stole money out of the treasury. The other disciples had appointed him the treasurer, and he carried the bag, the Bible says. And he became covetous, and he went to the chief priest and covenanted with them to betray Jesus into their hand. And they offered him 30 pieces of silver, which he accepted. And he then led them to Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane. But whenever Judas saw that Jesus was not going to deliver himself, he took the money back to the chief priest, threw it down on the floor because they would not accept it. And he went out, took a rope, climbed up in a tree, tied one end of the rope around the limb, tied the other end of the rope around his neck, and he leaped out, and he hung there, presumably until his body putrefied, for the Bible says he fell down and his bowels gushed out. Remember, he was one of the 12. He had power to cast out devils, heal the sick, and to preach the gospel. And he ended up a suicide, just like Saul did. Now, we read also in the New Testament about hard times coming to the saints at Jerusalem. Barnabas, a good man, sold a piece of property and gave the money to Peter and to the apostles to help them out. And there was a couple there in the congregation by the name of Ananias and Sapphira, and they wanted to be accepted and taken like the rest. And they sold a piece of property, and Ananias brought them some money to Peter. And Peter discerned that Ananias was lying about how much he got out of the sale of his property. And Peter said to him, Ananias, why hast thou put it in thine heart, or allowed Satan to put it in thy heart, to lie to the Holy Ghost? And Ananias fell dead at his feet. Sapphira, his wife, having not heard what had happened, she came in later on, and Peter said, did you sell that property for so much? Yes, that's what we sold it for. And he said to her, the same young men that carried your husband out to bury him are standing at the door, and they're going to take you out and bury you. And so she also fell dead at Peter's feet. Now, what about sin now? There was around 700 murders in Chicago in the month of November 2016. There are around 16,238 murders per year in the United States. Around 2.2 million people are locked up in prison or in jails and under correctional control, which includes parole. And more than $80 billion are spent on correctional activities every year. Nearly 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes. Alcohol-impaired drivers accounts for 9,967 deaths in a recent year. Heroin, one of the illegal drugs, killed 10,863 in 2014 in overdose. 19.9 million Americans 12 years and older use illegal drugs. And there are those who suffer overdose and they die. We are told that there are induced deaths 13 every minute in the United States. Now, beloved, the greatest cost of all is your soul. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bring the Word of God in reality to the hearts of each one of our listeners. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. We'd be thankful if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we will be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.
Have you been to Jesus for the past?